For a sandwich treat that can't be beat,
it's Silver Cup Bread
and Stallmeyer Meat.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Better Half Matinee.
Yes, it's matinee time for the Better Half. So join us for some fun and laughs with a big long drink with a sly old wink. The old Silver Cup loafer himself, Tiny Ruffler.
Ladies and gentlemen. And thank you, Carl, my little man. So I'm the Silver Cup Loafer, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I'm the Silver Cup Loafer, you're the Stallmeyer Ham, friend. You know, Carl, yes, and just for that, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tell the secret of your past laugh, boy. I'm going to take your hair down right in front of this full-viewed, intelligent audience. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you the business. Folks, I got a little secret to tell you about Carl. He used to work. Now, get this. He used to work from dark until dawn in a lingerie factory. He's a nighty watchman. Well, Carl, enough of this nonsense. Suppose that we tell the folks, the ladies and gentlemen, that the Better Half Matinee is brought today and every day through the week by Silver Cup Bread, your family's favorite bread, and Stallmeyer Meats, the finest now, as always. Well, we have prizes galore for a dozen or more lucky people this afternoon, Carl. So suppose we start the ball rolling with our smiling couple today.
Huh? Why not, Tiny? Here they are, ready to battle it out for top honors. Folks, meet Mr. and Mrs. Allwell, all the way from East Orange, New Jersey.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Allwell. Silver Cup and Stallmeyer are very proud to welcome you to their little private stage here at the Guild Theater. We're happy to see you both. How are you feeling, Mrs. Allwell?
Fine, thank you.
And how do you feel, Mr. Allwell?
Better than she.
Better than... Am I to understand by the implication there that you think you're the better half of the Allwell family?
That's understood.
Oh, my, what a confident chap. And you
we'll find out.
We'll find out, says the little woman, not to be outdone. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Regardless of what you think, you're going to have to prove whether or not you're the better half of the family today. We have a series of tests lined up for you that pay off in cash, and when we're all through, the one bagging the bigger bungalow greenbacks walks off with the title. Is that fair enough, folks?
Yes, sir.
Okay. First, we'll find out who the metal genius of the family is with a round of questions. Both of you go after these, and the first to answer correctly in each case collects. We'll start you off with an easy little one for $2. On your toes now, both of you. Here we go. If you take $3 from $5, how many have you?
Two.
How many dollars?
Yes.
You got $3.
Absolutely right, Mr. Allwell. I didn't say how many you would have left, Mrs. Allwell. I said, how many have you? And Mr. Allwell, being very sharp at the moment, came up with the right answer, three, and he collects himself for that two nice round silver dollars. And now, I've got to pay close attention to these. They're a bit tricky. And here's a question for $3 that you shouldn't have any trouble with at all. Tell me if you can, why can't a man living in Brooklyn be buried in Staten Island?
Who wants the bums?
What?
Who wants the bums?
Who wants the bums? That isn't the answer. I'm terribly sorry. Why can't a man living
in
Brooklyn... What is that?
Maybe he wanted to be buried in Brooklyn.
No.
Probably listen. Don't allow the scent across the water.
No. Wait a minute. Listen to it again. Why can't a man living in Brooklyn be buried in Staten Island?
He's alive.
He can't. Of course, Mr. Allwell. Well, now... $3 to Mr. Allwell's score. The score is 5-0. And now at $1 a throw, here are 5 opportunities for you, Mrs. Allwell, to catch up with Mr. A. Let's see how much you know about these creatures. You've seen them all, and I'm sure the answer should be very easy. Now, what little creature runs around with his eyes and his horns?
Mice?
No.
Mice don't have
Whoever
horns.
Heard of a mouse with a horn?
Creatures, eyes and horns.
Eyes and his horns. Like to have horns.
One of the slowest animals that we know. Little fellow with a big shell on his back.
Anapete or something like that?
No, not a tortoise and not an armadillo, that's what you're thinking of. Not an anteater, no, a smaller animal. A little bit of a fellow who leaves a sticky trail when
A bee.
No, a bee leaves a sticky trail? No.
An animal.
He crawls along the ground, leaves a little white, slimy, sticky
snake?
Trail. No, not a snake.
Snail
is correct, Mrs. Allwell, and he has his eyes and his horns, believe it or not. All right, here's your second one. This one you've seen, I'm sure. Where would you see a mudder eating fodder?
Cow.
In the cornfield.
No. Where would you see a mudder eating fodder?
On a horse.
Now, where? Where would you see?
On a range.
Where?
On a range.
No.
A horse.
Could
in
be,
stable.
But that isn't... In a stable. That is correct. The mudder, being a racehorse who runs well in the wet day, would be eating the fodder out of the bin in the fodder bin.
Now, she gets the trivial thing.
All right. She knows her racing form. So you have $2, too, Mrs. Allwell, out of 5 here. Now, here's a funny one. What animal perspires through its pants?
A human being.
No, Mr. Allwell.
It's an animal.
Well, I know, but he doesn't perspire through his pants. He perspires through his pores.
A panther?
Believe it or not, Mrs. Allwell, you are absolutely correct. Congratulations. He perspires through his pants because he perspires through his tongue. So he perspires with his tongue hanging out. It drips off as he's panting. Isn't she smart, Mr. Allwell?
No, sir.
Aren't you proud of her, Mr. Allwell?
Oh, I'm proud of her. I wouldn't say she is smart.
Oh, you wouldn't, huh? Well, you just got to give him his comeuppance for that, Mrs. Allwell. Now, here's your fourth one. Have you ever stuck your head in a cow's mouth?
No.
Nice country all around there. You want to try that sometime? Well, if you did, how many teeth do you think you'd find on top?
None.
Absolutely correct, Mrs. Allwell. The cow has no upper teeth. Now you've got $4 to Mr. Allwell's 5. Here's your chance to get absolutely even. This one goes for you, and you must have noticed it. On which side of a dog is the most hair?
Outside.
Absolutely correct, Mrs. Allwell. Now you're in there. Took it on the front burner, honey. And the score as we approach our final test in the metal department is 5-2-5-8 dead heat. Now we'll top off your metal round with a real stickler worth $5. Since you're both even, it's whoever wins this who will be the smartest of the Allwell family. Take your hand away from that little woman's mouth, Mr. Allwell, and don't choke her either. Give her an even chance. Here's your question. As you know, different countries have different ways of punishing crimes. Even in our own country, the death penalty is executed in various ways. Now, I want you to tell me, in what country is it against the law to hang a man with a mustache?
Any country, you can't hang a man with a mustache.
He's right. You can't hang a man with a mustache. They use a rope. Oh, Mr. Allwell, that was good thinking. And you win the medal round by a score of 10-5. Congratulations.
Anything deep like that, I'd be glad to help you with.
Oh, yes, any time. I understand, Mr. Allwell. And now, before we take up your deciding test for $10, Mr. and Mrs. Allwell, I have a question here for Carl.
For me, old boy?
For you, old bean. Do you think you can answer it, eh?
Well, if it has an answer, I'll get it.
See, you're confident. All right, here it is.
Feeling that way today, shoot.
Good. How many pieces of bread have you eaten in your lifetime?
Holy smoke,
that'll get him.
What a question for a guy who loves bread the way I do. Well, now, let's see. I'm 21 now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
5 pieces a day for 19 years.
Yeah.
Then 10 pieces a day for the last 2 years is 35,300.
Whoa. Slow down. Wait a minute. Why the increase in the last 2 years?
That's when I started eating silver cups, Junior.
Oh, there's a smart boy.
If I tried it years ago, I think I'd hit a million.
I bet you would, Carl. You know, folks, bread is a mighty big part of our diet and the diet of our growing children. As you mothers know, the more growth and energy-building properties a food contains, the better it is for your youngsters. Now, silver cup bread is not only one of the finest foods for your children, the best they can eat, but it's a food you don't have to coax them to eat. Yes, sir? Both big and small, they love the rich, fresh flavor of Silver Cup. Get a loaf of enriched Silver Cup for them today and watch them grow day to day.
And when they reach my age, you'll hear them say, I hit a million the Silver Cup way.
Right you are, Carl. And now for the final test of Mr. and Mrs. Allwell here and $10 to decide the issue. For the next 5 minutes, Mr. Allwell, you've got to be a woman hater. Do you think you can do it?
Yes, sir.
Not too much of a strain, eh?
No, sir.
Okay, good. And while I explain this to your husband, Mrs. Allwell, suppose you do us the favor of running off stage and slipping on a good big pair of overalls. We have a little stunt here that will make it a little bit tough on your dress, and we want to protect it. Now, Mr. Allwell, now that she's out of sight, here's what I want you to do. Ed, bring out our better half doghouse and have Mr. Allwell crawl inside and stick his head out the front hole here so I can talk to him, will you? There's the doghouse right down there, and stick your head out the hole, Mr. Allwell. Now, you'll notice that little doghouse there is different from most doghouses, Mr. Allwell. It has 3 holes in it instead of the usual one. There's one in the front and one on either side. Now, while you're in there, I want you to shout out in a good, loud voice. There's his head. Skin and all coming through there. While you're down in there, I want you to shout out in a good, loud voice, I hate women because... Now, each time you shout that, I'll call out a letter of the alphabet, and you got to pop your head out of any one of those 3 holes and finish the sentence with the words beginning with the letter I give you. For instance, if I call out the letter C, you'd pop out of one of those holes and say, they're catty. You got the idea, Mr. Allwell? Give him the microphone. I couldn't hear what he said. Got the idea?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mr. Allwell, that's fine. Now, let's get Mrs. Allwell back out here. Here she comes, Mr. Allwell. She's a nice girl, isn't she, eh?
That's your idea.
Well, she looked very charming in those overalls.
Oh. She's very lovely, Evan.
Well, I knew she was country.
Now, Mrs. Allwell, your old man's in the doghouse again, and it's up to you to see that he stays in there. Have Mrs. Allwell climb right up on top of that doghouse there, Ed, and hand her a good big paper club. Now, Mrs. Allwell, you keep an eye on three sides of the house there, and every time you see your husband's head pop out of one of those three holes, you try and whack him with that club before he can get his head back in again. If you can catch him 4 out of 7 times that he comes out of there, we'll add $10 more to your score. And if you fail to swat him at least 4 times, the money goes to him. All right, Mr. Allwell, pull your head back in there now, and we'll see how much you can get away with this little one. Okay, Mr. Allwell, give us your line.
I hate women.
Because they're deep.
They're dumb.
He didn't stick his head out.
Yes.
He didn't stick his head out. I'll take that again. Give us the line again, Mr. Allwell.
I hate women.
Because they're...
damn!
She missed him. Last one for you, Mr. Allwell. Okay, now give us your line again.
I hate women.
Because they're G.
Cardi!
Cardi, and she missed... Oh, Mrs. Allwell, you've got to be ready, but well, much ahead of that, you missed them twice in a row. Now ahead with your next line, Mr. Allwell.
I hate women.
Because they're H.
Cardi!
Oh, don't be so gentle. Haul off and let him have it, Mrs. Allwell. Bring it down on him. Okay with your next line, Mr. Allwell.
I hate women.
Because they're L.
Oh, lousy.
That time she got it. And that's the time she should have got it. All right, your next line, Mr. Allwell. Here we go. Go ahead, Mr.
I hate women.
Because they're M.
Muscly.
You got leached that time. Okay, better luck next time, Mr. Allwell. Take your next line, Mr. Allwell.
I hate women.
Because they're N.
Nuts.
You missed them again. All right, here's your last one. I hate women because they're W.
Why?
She got it. Well, good work. She only got them 2 out of 7 times. Look for you, Mr. Allwell. You really outsmarted the little woman that time. She got you only 2 times out of the 7 times that you came out. Add $10 more to his score, Carl, and give us the results in the Allwell family, eh?
Well, this is the way it looks. Brother Allwell, Tiny, $20 big. His wife winds up with 5.
So, gentlemen, who's the better half of the Allwell family? Congratulations, Mr. Allwell. You've walked off with the title of the better half of the family and the grand prize that goes with it, an exquisitely styled watch by Parker, one of the world's best balanced watches. A gift to you with the compliments of Silver Cup, the world's best bread. And for being such a grand sport, Mrs. Allwell, Stahlmeyer would like you to accept, along with the cash you've won, this beautiful silver-plated Ronson Crown table lighter and this Ronson service kit to keep it working a long, long time.
Okay.
And for both of you, for the fun you gave us today, Silver Cup and Stahlmeyer have planned an evening of fun for you. First, 2 orchestra seats for a grand Broadway hit, 3 to Make Ready, starring Ray Bolger, an old friend of mine, over at the Adelphi Theater, followed by a late dinner and floor show at the famous Café Zanzibar, where you'll be guests of Carl Irby, the manager. Have a good time. I know you will.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, before we raise the curtain on part 2 of our matinee today, may I remind you that a sandwich this time of day can be both nutritious and satisfying if it's made of the finest ingredients. 2 slices of delicious Silver Cup bread and a filling of your favorite Stahlmeyer meat, and you have an energy-packed combination that can't be beat. Try these 2 favorites today and see why we say...
For a sandwich treat that can't be beat...
It's Silver Cup bread...
And Stahlmeyer meat.
Right you are, Carl. And now, Mr. Allwell, that you've walked off with the honors in your own family, let's see what happens to you when 3 other wives from our audience go to work here against you. You have, to your credit so far over there on our little board, $20. Now, for each one that you succeed in outsmarting, we'll add $5 more to your score. And if they beat you, the 5 spot goes to them. Go right ahead, sir. Take your pick of any 3 of those beautiful ladies out there, and we'll get them up here for you.
That woman back there in a red dress.
Woman back there in the red dress. There she comes. It's a red coat, but that'll do it. It labels her.
What's the matter over there?
There's a little lady over there.
In the blue.
A lady in the
sweater.
Blue dress. Come on, that's the second one in from the side of the house. That's right, Mr. Allwell. One more.
That lady back there with the glasses on, the brown suit.
Lady with the glasses in the brown suit.
That's her. All right, here's our first challenger at the microphone.
Hey, how you like that, huh?
She's not bad, Mr. Allwell.
You bet your life.
You're a pretty good picker, aren't you, boy?
Yes, sir.
Well, I knew that when I saw your wife, Mr. Allwell. Now, come right over here to the microphone, little lady, and come in right close and give us your name, please.
Mrs. Amy Fay.
Mrs. Amy Fay, and where are you from, Mrs. Fay?
Astoria, Long Island.
From Astoria, Long Island. And how long have you been married?
28 years.
28 years. She doesn't look over 28, does she, Mr.
Allwell? No, sir. I'd send her back if I'd known that.
Well, 3 grandchildren.
Yeah, 3. I don't believe that. Do you, Mr. Allwell?
No, sir. I have a head start, though. I can see that right now.
Oh, yes. You're a young, virile man, and she is a grandmother, huh?
I'm bald-headed.
You're bald-headed? What's that got to do with
that
the Meyer bread? What?
That ain't virile.
What
that's
is
bald.
It? All right. I give up. You got me. Now, here's what we've got for you here, Mrs. Fay, it was, wasn't it?
Yes.
We have a little bit of a challenge on here that in which you are a participant, and you are to compete against the very capable Mr. Allwell here. Food is always a good topic of conversation, so let's talk about some appropriate food for various kinds of people. A jeweler, for instance, should eat carrots. That's the way he weighs his diamonds, of course. A prize fighter should eat duck. That's what he does unless he wants to get his block knocked off. And I'll mention the people from here on, and you tell me the type of food that they should eat. The first one to get 3 correct will be the winner. Now, an appropriate food for a policeman would be what?
Go ahead. Bologna.
Huh?
Bologna.
What? Now, Mr. Allwell.
Beets.
Beets is correct. Oh. That's what he walks on, yes. Now, what should a plumber eat? A plumber.
Spaghetti.
Oh, no, no. What does he fix?
Noodles.
What does he fix?
Fix leeks.
Leeks is correct, Mr. Allwell. You have 2. That's very, he's very good, isn't he, Mrs. Fay?
Oh.
Let's see if he can get this next 2
Spanish
and add up.
Being a man.
Now, a chiropodist should eat what?
Corn.
That is correct. 3 straight for you, Mr. Allwell. You're just too fast. And $5 more to Mr. Allwell's score, Jack. And for you, little lady, for coming up here, a delicious, ready-to-eat hickory-smoked Ferris ham, a gift to you from the famous house of Stallmeyer. Now, let's meet our next challenger. Hey, this is quite a critter you got coming up here now, Mr. Allwell. She's mighty pretty. Come on right up to our microphone. She's nervous. Put your arm around her, Mr. Allwell.
Oh, yes, I'm glad she is.
What is your name, little
Edith
lady?
Edith Arendt.
I beg pardon?
Edith Arendt. A-R-E-N-T.
I didn't get it.
A-R-E-N-T.
What are you talking about? Arendt?
Yes.
Oh, Edith Arendt?
Yes.
You're not a native...
No, I come from England.
You come from England. You're an English girl?
No.
I didn't think you were. What is your nationality?
Czech.
You're a Czech.
I was born in Holland.
You're born in Holland.
Well,
this is a pretty good one. She's a Czech. She was born in Holland, and she comes from England, and then she's in the United States. One of us is awful mixed up. I don't know who it is. Well, Edith, we're very happy to have you here. This gentleman on your left is a native American. His name is Mr. Allwell. He comes from out in New Jersey. Have you heard of New Jersey?
Yes.
Very fine state, Edith. Now, stand at the microphone because we're going to have your opinion about this little problem that we have here. We have a what am I, and I'll tell you what a what am I is. I give you a whole lot of clues as to what I am. They're going to be in rhyme. Now, I'll give you this much of a hint before I begin. I am not a living creature, nor am I an object. So the first one who spots me will be the winner. Now, here we go. You won't find me in coffee, but you will find me in tea. You may see me in scotch, but not on a spree. You can find me in chocolate and always in broth, but never in anger except when I'm wroth. I'm never in jams, still I'm always in trouble. You'll find me in hot water, but never in a bubble. I'm always with my mother, but I'm never with my dad. Though I get in difficulties, I never get in bad. I'm a letter of the alphabet, and it's plain to see that when you recognize me, I'll suit you to a T.
T.
T is correct. A little lady from England, from Holland, from Czechoslovakia, who is now in the United States. What are you standing there with your bare face hanging out for, Mr. Allwell? Can't you take it?
I thought I did pretty good. I drew a check from Holland, but I lost.
You sure did, boy. And she walks off with that $5 and our congratulations for defeating you in the second challenge round. And that brings up to our microphone another very beautiful lady. This man's taste is not all in his mouth. That is obvious to see, Mrs. Allwell. And what is your name, little lady?
Mrs. Cronin.
Mrs. Cronin?
That's right.
You're not any relation to Joe Cronin, are
no,
you?
No, no.
Joe Cronin was the manager of the Boston Red Sox, wasn't he?
Oh, yes.
You remember
my husband
that?
Cronin.
Did you hear the Bob Hope show from Boston last night?
Yes, I did.
Didn't you like that crack? I think it was Fred Allen who said, they have a meat shortage in Boston because nobody will say the word slaughter. Which is a pretty good crack. Comes from the best comic I know. And your name again now?
Mrs. Cronin.
Mrs. Cronin, yes. Mm-hmm. Now we have that straight, and you come into the microphone, and we'll give you your competition with Mr. Allwell here, who comes from New Jersey. You've got to be sharp, and you've got to be quick this time. Alternating back and forth, I want the two of you to mention every article of clothing that can be put on over your head, like dresses and sweaters and so on. And you have but 10 seconds to come up with an answer each time, or you lose. In other words, the first one who can't get there with an answer in 10 seconds is out. The other fellow wins. Articles of clothing that can be put on over the head. You ought to be a little bit ahead on this, Mrs. Cronin, because women have more things of that nature than men, I believe. All right, we'll start with our champion. Give me the first article, Mr. Allwell.
Nightshirt.
Nightshirt is good, yes. Mrs.
Slip.
Slip, yes. Go ahead.
Hat.
Hat is all right.
Dress.
Dress is okay.
Sweatshirt.
Sweatshirt's fine.
Kimono.
Kimono.
Yeah, at times you can. I have one.
I know the kind you mean. The ones that are made like the slip-ons.
That's
the Japanese,
right.
The real Japanese with no opening in the
front.
My
husband brought me one back from Japan.
I know it. That's why I mentioned Japanese kimono. She's right, Mr. Allwell. Go right ahead, sir.
Sweater.
Sweater is good, yes.
Blouse.
Blouse is correct. Mr. Allwell?
Overcoat.
Overcoat. Now, wait a minute. Just a minute. You can't slip on an overcoat over your head.
Yes, sir.
How do you do it?
Just button it and put it on.
All right. That opens up a whole new field of objects here, but okay. Come on ahead now.
A chemise,
yeah. Yeah.
What's that?
A what?
What's that?
A who?
A chemise. What's that?
You want to know what it is? How long have you been married, Mr. Allwell?
8 years.
You've been married 8 years and don't know what a chemise is. It's no use me trying to tell you, boy. Go right ahead, Mr. Allwell.
Tie.
A tie?
Yes, sir.
Now, just a minute. How do you do that?
Leave him tied.
By George, he's right. He's right. Lazy man, leave him tied and pull him out and then slip him on over there. That's right. Go right ahead now, Mr. Cronin.
A dickie?
A dickie?
That's what I have on.
Is that a dickie you got on? Okay. All right, Mr. Allwell, come on in.
There's a limit to things, you know.
I know there is, but a dickie is right well within.
It's all right.
It's okay. Here we go, Mr. Allwell. Come on ahead now. I'm going to start counting on you. One, two, three.
Did I say a sweatshirt?
Yes. Yeah. Five, six.
Shirt, an undershirt.
Eight.
An undershirt.
Undershirt, all right.
Hey,
yeah.
What's that thing there?
Right. One of those. All right, undershirt will do. Lee says, take it away, Lee. All right, Mrs. Cronin, give us the next one.
Well, I'm getting kind of stumped.
Oh, listen, there's some under things that you wear. That
but
you...
they're unmentionable.
Of course they're mentionable. When the chips are down, we got to mention them.
Girdle.
Girdle, of course. Put it on over your head?
No way. Slide it down.
Really? You get out of them the same way? You mean you put them on over your head.
And then when you take it off, you step out of it.
And then you slip out of it. The things we learn on this show.
It won't fit.
Doesn't sound practical.
Won't fit.
All right, Mr. Allwell, you come along. Come on. He was right. One, two, three, four, five, six.
Shirts.
Seven,
shirts,
eight, nine,
dress
ten.
Shirt.
Ten, I'm sorry, Mr. Allwell. The little lady done it to you. Congratulations, Mrs. Cronin. $5 to this little lady, plus a case of Stahlmeyer's delicious meat spreads, 24 tins of meat spreads as only Stahlmeyer can prepare. Thank you for coming up, little lady. Well, Mr. Allwell, you had a swell day. You beat your wife. You triumphed over one of your challenges, proving that you are, without question of a doubt, the better half champion of the day. Now it's time for our grab bag question of the day. Before I come down into the audience, however, there are some things that Carl Warren and I would like to say.
First, we want to tell you that the high standards which have made Stahlmeyer ready-to-eat meats favorites for nearly 50 years are your assurance of dependable quality and extra fine flavor today.
Yes, sir, ladies and gentlemen. These delicious meat products and the Ferris brand hickory smoked hams, bacon, smoked meats, and sausages, also made by Stahlmeyer, are government inspected and approved, and for your added protection, handled every step of the way with painstaking attention to cleanliness and to sanitation.
Even the taste is controlled and regularly tested so that you can depend on getting the fine flavor you prefer every time.
So for delicious meat,
ready to eat, ask for Stahlmeyer, a name that means the finest now as always.
You're so right, Mr. Warren. And now, ladies and gentlemen, down we come to our audience with our grab bag question of the day and some mighty nice prizes for the things that our people here in the theater say. Our question today is quite simple. Are bachelors generally happier than married men? If so, why? And here we come down to the audience. Are married men happier? No, it's the other way around. Here's a gentleman. What is your name, sir?
Lois Rosen.
Mr. Rosen, happy to have you here. Where are you from?
Brooklyn.
All right, let me ask you the question. Are bachelors happier than married men?
No, definitely no.
Is your wife with you?
No.
She's not with you and you still say that?
Yes, sir.
You really sold on marriage, eh?
Yes, sir. 25 years, 4 months, and 5 days.
How do you like this guy? He's really got it tabulated. Every moment a jewel, eh?
Yes, sir.
A precious string on a beautiful rosemary of remembrance.
That's right, sir.
Okay, take your choice of a prize up there, sir.
Number three
for you, sir.
Uh-oh, of a ribbon Barathini gift basket chock full of delicious chocolates, assorted and French. All made in the Barathini manner. All yours with the compliments of the 17 famous Barathini stores in New York.
Thank you very much, Carl. Here is another gentleman, and I found out in advance, ladies, I want you to see one. Here's a bachelor. No applause for the bachelors? No applause. Okay, what is your name, sir?
My name is Joseph Steiner. I'm from Wheeling, West Virginia.
From Wheeling, West Virginia.
That's right.
You think bachelors are, generally speaking, happier than married men?
Well, I've been happy for 43 years, and that's...
And then you're not going to take a chance on changing that by marrying something, eh?
No, sir. I had 5 sisters and 2 brothers, and I've seen what they've gone through.
And you decided to take no chances on having some of the same.
That's right.
Well, the evidence being what it has been in your family, I cannot but applaud your sagacity and the wisdom of your decision. Will you take a number? 1, 2, 4, or 5, sir?
I take 4.
Number 4 for this gentleman.
Number 4 for a gentleman with money in the bank. For you, sir, a real treasure. 6 smooth, finely woven Dan River sheets. For extra durability, comfort, and wear, Dan River sheets can't be beat.
Righto, you can't go wrong on a Dan River sheet, Carl. That's right, old boy. Here's the little lady. Your name, please.
Mrs. Reiser.
Where are you from, Mrs. Reiser?
New York City, formerly Buffalo.
Formerly Buffalo. You married?
Yes.
You know something about men?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that bachelors are happier than married men?
Well, no.
Why do you say that?
Because I think a man, when he's married, he has all the attentions of a wife, or a bachelor, he has to go look for it.
I see.
On the outside.
I see.
He has home comforts and everything when he's married.
Yeah.
See? So the bachelor naturally is not happier.
He's not happier?
No.
Mm-hmm. The fact that he has freedom and can go and come when he likes and doesn't have to report home at a certain hour and all that sort of thing is not important?
Well, to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm. But it's
he gets
still
tired of it after.
The vicissitudes of being happily married to a lovely feminine thing far overbalance those other considerations,
That's
eh?
That's right, yeah.
Okay. All right. Take a number. 1, 2, or 5?
2.
2.
Number 2 it is for you, madam. Something you'll always enjoy. This fine DeWalt radio and a beautiful white Catalan cabinet. If you want something better, demand DeWalt radio. Quality proved for over a quarter of a century.
Thank you, Carl. Here's a young man, son.
Smitty.
Smitty is
Burr,
your name?
Burr Smith.
Well, now, Mr. Smith, let me ask you this question. Do you think that bachelors, generally speaking, are happier than married men?
I don't think so. In my case, no.
You're a married man, are you?
4 months.
And 4 months.
Yes.
You're hardly qualified to discuss whether...
Oh, I think I am.
You think you are?
Yes.
After only 4 months of married life?
You see, I never really cared for life until I got married.
How do you like that guy? Those women really did a job on this fella. Take our number 5, sir.
5.
Number 5 it is. For you, sir, 3 beautiful McGregor white shirts. A gift any man will enjoy. McGregor white shirts for dress or sport are really something.
Thank you very much, Carl. And ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to invite you all to join us tomorrow afternoon at the same time for another stormy session of the Better Half Matinee, brought to you today and every day, Monday through Saturday, by Silver Cup, the world's finest spread, and Stahlmeyer, maker of fine quality meat products. Till tomorrow, this is Tiny Ruffner, the old Silver Cup loafer, bidding you all a very pleasant good afternoon.
The old Stahlmeyer ham, reminding you that tickets for the Better Half Matinee may be obtained at your neighborhood grocery or delicatessen carrying Silver Cup bread and Stahlmeyer meat. The Better Half Matinee is a Jack Byrne production. This recording was made for audition purposes only.